either set aside or reconsider it. Is there a motion on the floor? Or does anybody want to make a motion? Okay, seeing no motion, at this time we're going to, then our prior ruling is going to stand as to that section of houses owned by you and your son-in-law with respect to the discrimination claim. Now, assuming that you want to go to the State Tax Commission with respect to the decision, you should get that decision within a couple of days. And I will say again, as I tell everyone, I appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Well, and we like Taney County. You've got a lot of great, nice people. That's why we invested in your community.
And that's why
I'll probably continue to. It's because Taney County is a good place to be.
I appreciate it, and I hope they get...
We just want to get level.
Right, and I hope the legislature, and they are supposed to hit Branson next year so that the whole county is kind of up to par, so the state isn't on us about that. I mean, they're not on us, but, you know, at this point, they are certainly on the assessors around the state to get values up. But with respect to that, obviously keep pressing the legislature so we can have... bright line answers. You know, we just have to apply the law, then probably we don't have appeals in front of us. But we appreciate you, your time, and have a good rest of your day. Okay?
All right. You as well.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
BOE 141, is that... I don't even know where that is.
Forsyth Meadows.
Page 2 at the top.
Daniel Shepard.
Page 2 at the top. Okay.
It's a low-income housing.
Yeah, I know you were trying to do that anyway. I'll go back up, since that one took a while, I'm going to go back up to number 1 and see if we can catch them.
Your call has been forwarded.
I just don't think they want to talk to us. Okay, I'm going to try BOE number 393. I'll still go through the normal. This is appears to be one.
There was one we couldn't reach yesterday, and there's just one.
Yeah, I'll go through the regular questioning on these, but I will abstain from voting.
Your message for
Eddie.
Eddie, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're trying to call you again. You were on the docket yesterday. We tried several times, couldn't get a hold of you. I think we can do this in about 2 minutes. If you would just let us know, let the clerk's office know you're available. We'll try again shortly. Bye. Okay, BOE 513.
I just have one.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
It is.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple questions real quick. Is this a nightly rental property?
It is.
Okay. And do you you all own any more properties in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental?
No.
Okay.
It's the only one.
I don't know if you're familiar with what we're doing, but what we're doing on nightly rental properties, if you just have one, is that we'll give you a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you acquire any more properties that you put in a nightly rental program, they would be 100% commercial.
Got it.
All right.
That's our understanding. Okay.
All right. And this is just a classification appeal?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As to BOE 513, I'd make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. All right. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
Which one was that?
All right. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Which one was that?
That was 513.
I said thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking to the assessor. Asked something. I want to make sure I responded before I let you go. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, we have an in-person with, who are you here on, sir?
Oh, I might be here until 11, but I want to make sure I was here on time today.
All right, are you on Jeremiah Investments?
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah Investments?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's BOE 384.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on up, sir.
How we doing?
Good.
Are you, is this a property just, it's, are you, is it still agriculture, just the change from ag to fair market value, or is it, it wasn't changed to residential, was it?
Yeah, it was changed. Several parts of my property has been changed. It should not have been changed. It should stay agriculture.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm 25 miles out of middle of nowhere, and somebody's trying to come in.
How much property do you have?
15 acres.
15 acres.
Yes, sir. I got four chicken coops and two tiny houses. It's on skids. It's able to be moved around. But other than that, that's all I got on my property. I'm getting ready to put some cows on there, and then I get this here in the mail stating that, you know, I've been switched up and everything. I don't understand why. I know one thing, my taxes shot sky high. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, something's not jiving up there with me.
All right, let's have a look at it.
All right, buddy. That's it.
Okay. You know, both sides of the road there.
That's what you're looking at right there. That's going to be a power line down through there.
Is it a power line?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can we see the P-val on that? Did you receive an impact notice card? Did you receive a postcard in the mail?
No, the only thing I received was when I got my taxes, it showed that I had to pay $500-some-odd compared to 100-something the year prior to that. So,
okay.
I mean, somebody needs to explain something to me very high. You know, it's just not jiving.
Okay.
You were sent something.
All right.
But I'm saying I didn't receive it. So,
let's not.
I'm totally good with that. I just need to figure out what's going on here.
All right.
And get it back to where it was.
We got your appraised value last year was residential $40,000, and appraised value this year is $39,000. So
the ag went up. From 1700 to 15.3.
The ag appraisal went up.
Yeah.
Why is it split up for those? But I don't understand. It should all be agriculture. There shouldn't be no residential on that period.
Hold on. When you say there's a couple of chicken coops, is that just personal? Or
yeah, that's
that
my chickens, yeah.
Okay. In other words, you don't sell those?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I don't know if that's... if you got cows or chickens, I don't know what it is. From the state standpoint,
I just want to make sure I'm able to raise my animals without nobody sticking their nose in. That's what I want to make sure. I mean, literally last year we got tried to hit for taxes on our wells and our septic tanks and everything else. You know, something's not.
Are you Jeremiah, by the way?
No, sir. I'm Mr. Fountain.
Okay. Fountain?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He's on here.
All right. Okay, it looks like you were residential last year. Was he residential in 2023? Or was it just the part part of it went up, 2,000. Looks like this section must have been split off just a couple of years ago. All right, so you're just asking why your agricultural assessment went up. Go ahead.
Okay, so on this parcel, he has two 2023 residences on there, and then on his land, when we do a residence on every parcel, even if you have a farm, the first acre is your residence. And then
okay,
we give a site value.
I understand
value.
That.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. We're streaming live on the internet. Okay. So it makes it difficult to understand if two people are talking. So let her talk, and then I'm going to let you talk too. Okay. I want to make sure. Okay?
Yeah, just go ahead.
All right.
Okay. So you have 1 acre that is residential for your houses.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your site prep, which is well, septic, et cetera, and then the rest of yours is agriculture, and that's at the market rate for
that's
your
right.
area, and you are, I believe, are you Forsyth?
Mm.
No, you're Mark Twain.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And so according to the records here, when I look on Beacon, you have quite a bit of land under Jeremiah Investments in the county. It's all grouped together.
Uh-huh.
And so typically we will do that as the agriculture if you have productivity, you know, we'll put all your land together. And so you've got 15 acres anyway here. But we put everything at agriculture. Now, if you have productivity on that, and we sent you a letter, that's how you knew what was going on, and we tell you how to qualify for that. So, and we even accept on your assessment list, you know, if you've got tractors, if you let someone else hay your land, if you have a cow or a goat, but you just said you're going to get cows, but you don't have any.
No, I had them on there already.
Do you have cows on your other land?
We just butchered them. Nope, we don't have. We're getting ready to get a couple more calves. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know.
As of January 1, did you have some cows on there?
As of this last January, I did have one on there, but we butchered it.
Okay. You what? Okay.
We butchered it.
Did you put it on your
assessment
list?
No, ma'am.
That's your problem. What happened was, if you owned it on January 1st and you'd put that one cow on your assessment list, which is what, I want to say $15 assessed, and then it comes down from there, then that would have made you productivity.
But
I don't have anything right now.
Yeah, Mr. Pound, we've had a lot of these come in, and basically what... If you've just got land that you use as for hunting, fishing, or something, or just recreation, whatever you use,
I understand that.
Then it's different than if they give you an agricultural subsidy if you're doing things like having cattle on there, things like that. So a lot of the lands in the county have been given that subsidy, but haven't been producing anything, okay, or you're not using it to anything. So can you get us some information about having that cow on there?
No, I don't know my freezer, will show you. All I want to know is why it's not. I understand now that 1 acre. Okay, so that 1 acre on there is that's the residential.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. So the other 14 acres is
exactly.
Right. I'm good enough with that.
And it's at market rate.
I'm good enough. That's what I couldn't figure out. I was like, well, why is it all not agriculture?
Yeah. It's just that other outside of that 1 acre.
Yeah, that's exactly. Okay. That okay. So
it is still agriculture, but when you don't, if you're not producing anything off property, then the value increases to market rate.
What I need to do is go ahead this year, make sure that I do it for the next tax season, show you that I got everything going, and then that way that'll balance out right back out down to where it needs to go, right?
Yes.
Right. And so can I say something else
to
you?
Yeah, go right on ahead.
Okay. You say you had a cow January 1st.
Mm-hmm.